It's Comedy Shoeshine.
Wait, is 1,000 IQ good? I think that's what mine was. Is that... Let's beat the shit out of daylight saves until it begs us to stop, and then keep beating the shit out of it more.
Yeah, and then turn the clock back an hour and do it again. What other podcast do you get to hear about digging a hole?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello. Welcome to Comedy Shoeshine episode 43, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to
Good
welcome.
Good enough for me.
Yeah. I like to welcome Sam to every episode because it's part of his contract. He needs to feel welcome before he'll start sharing.
Well, yeah. Also, I'm just sitting here waiting for most of the day, and then I take a nap, and then it wakes me up, and then I'm ready to go. We haven't talked for 1 second before this.
No.
At all.
Sam takes a nap with his headset on and like ready the mic right in front of him. Just right. He was born to do this.
Yeah.
And with that said, we have nothing for the show and we're not going to do anything.
Just to make your Monday easier, we'll do a quicker show. So you don't have to listen as hard. We know you probably had a tough week and a short weekend. It feels like you're already back at work, so... We'll just make it easy and you barely have to listen to this.
Yeah, I have it on good authority that your work is actually, it's harder this week. So we're going to do like half an episode and then play some classical music just so you can focus better.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And actually, I'm going to listen to some right now while I'm recording so I can focus better. Let's just do that.
Let's just do deep breathing for the first 20 minutes.
Yeah. Why did you make me think about breathing? Now I can't breathe. Awesome. Good. Thank you. Sam has ruined the show by making me think about what I need to do.
What if we actually had to think about breathing?
What?
It'd be so weird. Like if breathing wasn't automatic for humans and we had to worry about it all the time.
I feel like I do.
Making sure we breathe.
Wait, you don't have to worry about that?
Yeah.
Can I sign in for that? I want that.
No, I don't. I just probably breathe incorrectly constantly. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I think I do it wrong. I breathe out first and then I breathe in. So I don't know how that.
No, you got me all screwed up.
Yeah. Well,
I just thought of something I can do.
Oh, so good. Sure.
I can start with that. Well, I don't know how many of our listeners are into sports, but obviously you cannot turn any media on in the entire world without getting an infinity FanDuel and DraftKings commercials.
Oh,
God, it's so ridiculous. Yeah. I was going to make that complaint over a year ago
because
I listened to sports talk radio and it was literally every commercial break they had one. But now it's on like everything, every channel all the time.
We got a break for a FanDuel commercial right now, but hold that thought, Sam.
Yeah. Okay.
FanDuel. Try fantasy sports. Sam, it's a day long fantasy sports. Enough of that whole season thing.
Yeah, they started with that. That was like the first set of campaigns was that. Like, are you tired of your team? Like, players getting hurt and other people.
And yes, which is true. I am tired of that.
Yeah, that's true. But the newest thing that they've been doing that's so annoying. God. Well, first off, it's just gambling. It's just sports gambling. Everybody knows. That's what's so funny about it is it's totally just sports gambling. Everyone knows it is, but it's fine because who gives a shit if like people want to gamble. It's weird to me, like, gambling. Like, why do we have to make it illegal? Like, people, I don't know. People are going to throw away their money on stuff no matter what. I mean, does it really stop anyone? Like, pretty much everybody has no money. They spend 100% of all their money all the time.
Yeah.
Like, did you see that? There was an article or something that showed a survey about, like, people's savings.
How people spend 100% of their money on FanDuel every week.
It was like 90% of people have like no savings. Less than nobody has savings. Everyone just spends all their money. That's weird with gambling. It's like it's more fun than the most of the boring stuff you spend your money on. You know, like clothes and food. You just poop out. You literally just shit out money you spend on food. It's worthless. Like, it's okay if people spend like a zillion dollars.
Well, what you mean is any money you would spend over the amount you spend on McDonald's is what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah.
There's a baseline. Well,
you have your McDonald's stipend.
Yeah. He's saying anything in addition to that. Now, I just want to make sure we're clear.
Now we have to just state like totally obvious things now.
Yes.
We're doing stuff.
Well,
it's going to kill the show.
I'm
going to
really
slow the show down so far. Anyway, solely gambling. The new ones that I was laughing about is it either shows just like this dumb looking guy, just like they want to get the most average looking guy. But I love how the way it's not gambling, you know, I don't know if anyone knows anything about gambling laws, but I'm a gambling lawyer and, you know, it has to be like a skill game. Like you can have contests with skill, and if there's skill involved somehow, then it's not gambling, even though everyone puts in, you know, like races or something. Everyone puts in an entry fee to race, and then the people that putting on the race just make a zillion dollars off a bunch of idiots who run, like those fun runs, you know, like the color runs and zombie runs and all that stuff.
Do they win prizes, like money prizes for that though?
What?
For those runs.
The races?
Yeah, I thought they just pay. I thought those were ridiculous because they literally just pay for them and then nothing happens.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Please. Why are you asking me? I have no idea. But anyway, real races, you know, like contests for like whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's why they are getting away with it right now. I don't know if it'll ever get like they'll ever actually get challenged by the government on it. But that's the whole point is like it's a skill game. But then their commercials lately will have this dumbass looking guy. And it's pretty much word for word. The last one I saw, the guy was like, the only difference between me and other people is I played. That's what he says.
Yeah, like, that's the skill.
Yeah, I played. And then it'll show the other thing that's awesome is it shows the guy's winnings. And it's like, I've won $2 million with FanDuel. I'll bet you anything he won one time for like $2 million. Yeah. And that was it. And
he probably won $5 million.
Yeah. <One time. laughs> Yeah. And he lost $3 million since then. Yeah, it's just funny. Like their winning totals are like here's the one time I won a bunch of money, and that's my winnings.
It's like here's what an average person wins. They win about $400,000 or $500,000. Yeah, just anyone. Yeah. If you have the skill, anyone wins that amount.
And the whole way the commercial is set up is like, all right, our new campaign is to tell everyone that like there's you don't have to know anything about sports. You just like, just sign up and just try it and you'll win. Maybe you'll win money. Oh, like gambling. So funny. Like, wouldn't you think they're not even afraid of it? Like, wouldn't you think they would try to
word
put something
for
in the
word? You could
like,
say that about the lottery. You know, the difference between me and that guy is I played the lottery and he didn't.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I won all this money.
They always have that thing of like somebody has to win. I love that about the lottery. Somebody has to win.
Yeah.
If you ask people like why they play the lottery, well, somebody's going to win. Somebody wins every time.
Somebody's got to win the fucking lottery. I guess I'll do it. I think that, you're totally right. It is totally fucking gambling. It's 100% luck pretty much. Like there's nothing.
Yeah.
It's impossible. There's no way to predict it. I'm actually studying it extensively. No, you can't win.
Did you see the story about the insider trading thing?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That was interesting.
Like, yeah, that is a stat that's very helpful, knowing like the percentages of all the players
who was being played. Yeah.
Yeah. That also shows that it's total luck, because if you go by the numbers of like, it's better odds for you to pick guys that aren't being picked as much, you know, like,
then
your chances of winning a big prize are bigger because...
Yep.
Like, yeah, whatever. I mean,
yeah, you pick. You get it. That's what happened. I think it was someone from FanDuel won DraftKings, right? Or was it the opposite?
Yeah, something. Yeah.
So it wasn't like it wasn't someone who worked at the company, but they had information on who was taking basically how many people are taking which players. And so it's weird. At first, I was like, oh, you know, what information could you have that would matter? And then they said that. I was like, oh, yeah, that would matter because. Yeah. You just can pick, you find the best players that no one's picking, and then you have a better chance of winning the highest prize or whatever. But
if those guys did well, there wouldn't be as many people with those players. Right. So your odds of getting a big prize would be better. It doesn't mean those guys could all do crappy and then you wouldn't win, but because it's totally luck and like just random players do stuff. I mean, how is it skill? Like there was a guy today on the Browns, a tight end on the Browns, like
the guy who made that catch.
Boginger. He's not even a player. I know. I love football. I know pretty much every player in the league. I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah.
He had like 4 touchdowns and like 900 yards today. And so.
Well, you just have to have the skill to be able to know that, of course.
You just ask your Uncle Vito. Obvious Italian Uncle Vito.
Okay. That was what I was going to. We need to find that commercial. So there's dumb. A commercial, and it's not worth playing, but the guy might be worth playing. But the guy, is it DraftKings or is it
I think it's FanDuel.
FanDuel. Yeah, it's just the more of this bullshit that you're talking about, obviously. And at one point it says, like, do you trust, you know, it's talking about upsets or not upsets,
sleepers. Yeah, sleeper pick.
Like sleeper picking. It says, do you listen to your Uncle Vito? And it's a guy. It's like a super blonde. Who does he look like?
He's like a redhead. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like he's kind of blonde.
He's a character actor. I've seen that guy a million times.
Oh, really? He looks it's sort of like Biff from Back to the Future. Now imagine Biff, and then imagine a guy saying,
but like in the future, Biff. Not right now.
Yeah.
Or in the movie, but like if Biff got older.
Like a past Biff from the future. Imagine Biff, like blonde kind of Biff. I think he's more blonde. I didn't think he was a redhead guy, but anyway, and then calling him Vito.
Yeah.
It's so not his name. There's no, this goes back to our fucking other commercial, one of my favorite ones. That's not that guy's fucking name. His name's not Vito. He's not a fucking Italian, like mafia don Vito Corleone. Like he's the blondest guy. He's not named Vito. That's all I have to say. Do anything else. Your Uncle Larry, your Uncle Hank, your Uncle, just anything. Any name that looks like that guy. It's not that hard to change.
So stupid.
Anyway, I was going to say that you're right. It is 100% gambling, and we should just allow people to do it. And then you just tax the shit out of these. They're making zillions of dollars.
Yeah, so annoying.
DraftKings. That's why you're seeing all the new ones pop up. It's really funny. Like, oh, Draft Lock. Like, there's all these little. There's like a bunch of different sites that are popping up now. What's one of the other ones? Like generics. But anyway.
Yeah. They're screwed though. It's so weird how market, like first to market like that matters so much. The first two companies will always dominate the shit out of any other.
Yeah. But they're trying, you can tell though, they're trying to find their niche or whatever. One is like, yeah, these are just head to head. Like it's just you and another guy or something like that. Or just one, you know, this is just three players. Like you just pick. You know, they all have their little thing. They're like trying to find a corner of the market. But what I'm going to say is just tax the shit out of them. And then we all make money and everybody's happy. Like the government has a bunch of money. We all throw away our money back to the government. Then everyone's happy. Like, why would the government give a shit about us gambling and then the government making billions off of it?
Well, they already don't because they have their lottos. They have all the state lotteries that are totally just gambling. Yeah. But they can do it because they're a government. God, did we ever? We must have done that before.
Yeah, we've
done
that a million times.
I fucking hate that.
So stupid.
So annoying. It's totally illegal to gamble, but if we want to make money off of you doing gambling, then we'll say it's legal.
Totally fine. Fuck that.
Yeah. So stupid. Why does no one care about that? I've never heard anybody complain about that.
Yeah, Adam Carolla talks about it every single day. But other than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He talks about it all the time. But it's true. It's totally true.
It's so dumb. I saw a big billboard when I was driving that said, like, thank you, California, or something for like schools or something. And I was like, oh my God, the nerve, the fucking noise of these people. Thank you for letting us steal money from poor people, making them hope they're going to win the lottery.
Yeah, at least the FanDuel stuff is not, I doubt it's poor people. It's probably taking money from the right people, from people who have money to blow on fantasy sports instead of poor people who think they're going to win. Well, who knows? We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah, but what was I going to say? But how come Democrats never do that, like with the gambling thing, to say like it is just a tax on the poor? Like, why don't they ever say like, let's get rid of all the lotteries and just tax rich people on sports gambling? Like, let's just, you know.
Yeah, because just do that. The government, I think in general, they're pro bigger government and more money for the government. Yeah. So they don't give a shit. No one gives a shit.
No, I know. It's just funny.
Yeah.
Never hear anybody talk about that. Oh, I do have a commercial, actually. I found the link to that I was going to.
Oh, nice.
And I feel terrible because it's probably my favorite all-time company, not named McDonald's. I'll just send it to you. It's Taco Bell.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen this commercial?
I don't think so. Let me make sure that it's going to play right. So I'm not set up for that.
So how did you get this gold PS4?
So last week I ran into this guy, Dimitri Two Hands. He used to run with the mob. Anyway, his goons boosted some bullion from the Kemerov vault. But the bars are marked, so they had to melt them down. Now it's in a cookhouse. You know the right guys and have the dinero. People are dipping all sorts of stuff in it. That's how.
Really? Because I heard that you can only win it at Taco Bell.
Grab a Quesarito or Volcano Quesarito Big Box for a chance to win a limited edition gold PS4 bundle. There's a winner every 10 minutes.
That is one of the stupidest commercials I've ever seen in my life.
So dumb. Here's what would really happen. How'd you win that gold thing? Taco Bell?
Awesome! That fucking rules!
Actually, let me start it.
Let's
let me
do a reenactment.
How did you win that goal? I don't know. Are you? Do you like me? Is there any possibility we were going to have sex tonight? I don't care about the fucking PS4. Who cares about that? Like, if a girl asked you anything I still can't decide if the girl's good looking. I mean,
I didn't even think about that part. I'm just talking about the stupid fucking commercial that happened. If you know some gold, he's got to run with the mob. Like, it's so stupid.
It's so unnecessary.
Yeah.
He used to run with the mob, but then he has goons still. So isn't he still in the mob? What does that have to do with anything? Who writes this?
I don't know. Like, they went way too far with it. They could have just said, maybe if there was like 1 to 2 parts of the story that he made up. But even then, like, why do you? So now the guy who won. Here's what I love about these idiots who make these commercials. Now the guy who won the golden Xbox is a fucking idiot. Like.
Yeah.
So what is the message there? Okay, I don't want to win that Xbox or PS4, whatever. The golden PS4. Like, I don't want to win that. He's a fucking moron, apparently.
The guy, what kind of...
I got to play it again.
What kind of mental... What's the word I'm trying to use? What is this person's mental health to say that?
Like, yeah.
It's not even funny.
No.
Like, if you're going to... I could see it if it was funny, if he made up a funny story, but it's like... This character really is telling that lie, like, for some reason. It's
yeah,
insane.
You're right. Yeah, he's telling it in a way that's disturbing. It's not like he's trying to sound tough. Like, he just says it. It's not. Now we got to play it again. Hold on. That's so bad.
So how did you get this gold PS4?
So last week I ran into this guy, Dimitri Two Hands. He used to run with the mob. Anyway, his goons boosted some bullion from the Kemerov vault. But the bars are marked, so they had to melt them down. Now it's in a cookhouse. You know the right guys and have the dinero. People are dipping all sorts of stuff in it. That's how.
Really? Because I heard that you can only win it at Taco Bell.
Grab a Quesarito or Volcano Quesarito Big.
I like the people in the
background. Everyone needs to watch this. It's the worst commercial of all time. I think it may be the worst. The look on the guy's face. So the way everyone is, like, the freaking hair and makeup on the two guys is hilarious to me. Like, and then it says, really, I heard you could only win it at Taco Bell. And by the way, why would you say that? Like, wouldn't you just, you know, so someone tells this elaborate lie. And then, but if you know, like, oh, you can win this at Taco Bell, you just say, what are you talking about? You won it at Taco Bell, you know? Like, picture yourself in that situation. I think you just won that at Taco Bell. What are you talking? Are you fucking insane? Dude, what do you even
also
say?
He's eating Taco Bell at the very beginning. The kid, the guy has holding a quesarito.
Yeah, yeah.
When he's telling her, he's holding some Taco Bell. Like, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
Yeah, it's really weird. And then
I love the video. Watch the video when it shows the Tommy Two Hand. Okay. Why does he run into somebody? Like, he's walking and he bumps into this guy. It's not the guy. It's because he says, I ran into this guy or whatever. That's not him. Some other guy in a suit that he runs into. And then the guy on the phone looks back at him for some reason.
Is this part of the movie we don't know about? Is that or something?
I don't know.
But what I was going to say is when it pans back. So when he says, really? Because I heard. Dude, God, so dumb.
Yeah.
When it pans right back to the guy, his face is already, so he went from like he had this cocky look on his face. It pans back to him and he looks like he pooped himself. Like, it's the weirdest transition. I can't really explain it. You have to watch it, but just, it doesn't make sense. It should be like a reaction. It should be a shot of, oh shit, you know, or something, but it just skips that and it goes right to like, it's so good. God, you gotta watch it.
Everybody in the background when it cuts Like, he's telling the story and it's showing all these clips of, you know, nothing, like stupid fake stuff. And then he goes, that's how everyone's eating Taco Bell in the background.
Yes. They all have a gold PS4, like 100% of them.
What is this? What is this guy's strategy?
Yeah.
So weird. Is he hosting the party? Also, he has the dinero to be able to dip the gold PS4. He's wearing like a piece of shit flannel shirt.
Wouldn't it just melt the shit out of your PS4 anyway? There's no way that would work.
So dumb.
God, everything about it is the stupidest thing. And to top it all off, it has my complaint of every commercial, which is that you can tell they recorded the audio somewhere else other than where it is.
That's how.
And like his mouth barely even moves. Like he's trying to sound all like way better than he sounds. It's funny.
Why does he bump into a guy?
I don't know. That is like one of the stupidest fucking commercials I've ever seen in my life. You guys need to watch it. Don't just listen. Don't take our word for it. It's really dumb.
Every time we do commercials like this, I can imagine people going, yeah, it's supposed to be dumb. Like they made it like that on purpose. They're not trying to be serious, but I don't know. Like, I don't know how to explain.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I know that.
Yeah.
There are other commercials where they do that kind of stuff and it's actually funny, or like they just do it right. Like, this is just so dumb.
Yeah, maybe
there's
if you made
about it
like
funny at all.
If it was, I'm trying to think. I mean, the concept just isn't that great. But if you're trying to salvage it, maybe you tell a story about like you discovered some gold mine or
exactly.
something.
I was
or
just
like,
gonna say that.
Yeah, like, oh, it's really, you know, and then have the guy, don't have the guy say really, because I heard you could only win it at Taco Bell. Don't, because that doesn't make sense. Like, yeah, you can win one at Taco Bell, but also if you theoretically dipped one in gold, then you'd also have a gold PS4. Like, doesn't mean you can only win a, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't even actually make sense.
No, if I was a kid, I would be like, no, that's, yeah, well, I guess you can win them there too, but I.
Yeah, that's the easy way to do it.
That doesn't
actually,
make
that,
his
you know
story
what?
Not
that
would
have been a better ending. He should have said like, oh, well, yeah, or you could win that. But this, you know, that actually would have been better. He should have been that's what I had to do for my fucking gold PS4. There's your concept right there.
As he's eating Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
That would have been funny. Seriously.
I'm going to repeat what I just said. It doesn't negate his story. It doesn't make his story false.
Exactly.
Stupid. Anyway.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Fuck you, stupid, terrible commercial writers. So dumb.
Yeah.
I know there's people who watch this that laugh at it. It's like.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's so sad.
Hopefully none of the geniuses who listen to our fucking high comedy, but other people.
Yeah. God.
Dude, do you think that could exist? Could there be a listener out there who gets us like enough to listen to our show and likes this commercial? There's no way.
No.
I hope not. If there is, I want to talk to you. I want to know what's going on in your
brain. Granted, it is Taco Bell that they're talking about, so I like it. I want it. I bought like 100 of the boxes trying to win it.
There could be a certain percentage of people who literally just can't get past that part. Like, they're like, it's Taco Bell. Doesn't matter anything that's happening.
Yeah, I could accept that.
Yeah, that's an acceptable answer.
God, so dumb.
That's awesome. Man, let me tell a one that really annoyed me from a while ago that I've been meaning to tell you. And I can't wait for this to not annoy anyone else. So I did a pick'em with an NFL pick 5 thing that I decided to do this year that I hadn't done. That's with this guy. I don't really know. He was somebody that Sam knew or something. I don't know how you got involved with this guy.
I don't know.
You know, Jeff.
I'm talking about really?
Talking about the pick 5 that guy does. Anyway, okay. I decided to do it. And so the here's how this goes. It's more gambling. But I just wanted to have another thing to do to pick NFL games to maybe give my life some enjoyment. But it didn't work. So spoiler alert, life still sucks. No, here's what you do. You pick 5 games and it involves the spread. So if anyone doesn't know, it's like the... You know, one team will be -7, and that means they have to beat the other team. They can't just beat the other team. They have to beat them by more than 7, right?
Yeah.
And that's how they beat, you know, beat the spread, as you might call it. So
cover the spread.
Okay, cover the spread. But if they just cover the spread, that's not enough. So that's why I said beat it. But anyway, or is that, does cover the spread mean more than 7? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, I don't know anything. But anyway, So that's the concept of this pick 'em. You have to pick five and you rank them in order. So like your top, you get five, four, your second, you get four, three, two, one, etc. And you kind of want to put your most certain pick at the top so you get the most points. Anyway, what I'm trying to ascertain when I was signing up for this thing, he said in the email, oh, and for this pool, ties or losses. And I said, ties or losses? What does that mean?
So ties or losses.
I was trying to, I tried to ask him. And I'm very clear with people because I know this guy's a fucking moron. I've known it for a long time and it drives me nuts because like no one else knows it but me somehow. So I tried to ask him and I just one-on-one. I wasn't like reply alling or anything. I was like, so let me just get this straight. If I pick a team that's supposed to win by seven, but they win by exactly seven, so that's like a tie, you know. Does that mean, so what, does that mean they lose, or does no one get any points for that? Like, if someone picked the other team, do they not get any points? And he literally replies, yep, ties or losses. I said, dude, fuck you, God! This is the most fucking frustrating thing in my entire life. When someone, I'm asking a question, pointing out the fact that saying ties are losses is probably the stupidest fucking way you could explain that in your entire life. Here's what you need to say. Hey, ties count as no one getting any points for the pick. That's what you need to say. What is a loss? A loss could be the Pittsburgh loss. A loss could be, okay, Pittsburgh and New England. New England's favored by seven. They win by exactly seven. Oh, ties are losses. What the fuck does that mean? Did New England lose? Did Pittsburgh lose?
And there's no ties.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a tie. You either cover the number or you don't cover the number. There's no tie. I don't even know why you would even say a tie.
Well, no, there is because if you don't cover the number, so the way they do it, no one got any points. So you could either pick, and by no one, I mean no person making picks, not team. So like if I picked Pittsburgh and you picked New England, and Pittsburgh wins by exactly, or New England wins by exactly the spread, neither of us get credit for the pick.
Right.
That's how he does his pick. So it's not.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. But you were saying it's either covered or it's not. Well, it's not exactly true.
It is either covered or it's not.
Well, but
if the number is seven and it's exactly seven, both sides of it don't win because it doesn't cover or neither team covers the spread.
Neither team covers the spread. That's fine. Yeah, if you put it that way, that's fine. Ties are losses. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And I tried.
I got you. I understood you now. I thought you were saying they either cover or don't, and then the other team, if they didn't cover, like...
No.
Because I think of it as like, oh, if New England doesn't cover, then whoever picked Pittsburgh should win. But in the case of exactly seven, then it's not true. No one gets it.
Yeah,
which is fine. And I have no problem with the actual rule. Like, I don't care. I wasn't trying to argue that at all. I was literally saying, I just don't get what you're saying. Like, do you mean, because I was thinking, oh, a tie is a loss. Does that mean a loss? You know, like New England technically didn't cover, you know, I was trying to just work it out. And the fucking most frustrating thing in my life is when I'm trying to point something out like that and someone just says the same thing as though I'm a moron. Because that's him just saying, yes, idiot. I said ties or losses. You should have known what that meant. And there's no fucking way I could know what ties or losses means.
Dude, there's no time in the history of man where if you wrote or said something to somebody and they asked you a question about it and you repeated with exactly word for word what you said, it wouldn't be the guy saying you're a fucking idiot.
There's
absolutely no possible explanation ever. Other than you're dumb is what he's
like,
saying to you.
Like he literally thinks I couldn't read what I even said that in the email. Like, hey, you said ties or losses. What is loss for who? Like who gets a lot, which team? Like, what does that mean? You know, God,
all you say, well, first off there should, I mean, spreads are almost never exactly seven. It's always like 6.5 or 7.5 because of that.
Yeah,
no gambling setup would ever want there to be a push for everybody. Like you want to set the line so that you win on either side. But anyways, you would just say if the team doesn't cover, you don't win, you don't get any points. Like they have to cover the number either way. It's really easy to explain. That's the worst way to explain it. A tie. It's not a tie.
Yeah. Well, it kind of is, because if the game, let's say the spread was, you know, what do they call it when it's even money? They call it like NP or something. There's no, or pick. or something like that. I don't know. I've seen different
pick 'em when it's like zero. Yeah.
Yeah. When it's, let's say the spread's 0 points.
Yeah. It's pick 'em.
Yeah. And so you could pick either team and they could tie because NFL teams can tie. So in that case, it kind of makes sense. Oh, okay. No one would get any money because it was a even and you picked one of the teams and neither team won. That makes sense. So applying that same logic, it does make sense. But saying ties are losses, like if I said, dude, if I said to you, okay, New England, Pittsburgh, they're even money, totally even, pick it, and they go through overtime, they tie, and then I tell you, hey, a tie is a loss. Like, what, yeah. Does that explain it to you? Like, so fucking stupid. A tie is a loss. So both teams lost, I guess. But how much did they lose by? Did they lose? If the spread's 7, did they? Yeah, anyway. All right, so that just was the most frustrating thing in the fucking world. And I tried to do... I did what I should do as an adult and as a sane person, which I'm not. I'm neither of those two things. But what I did is I just didn't even respond. Then I just was like, okay, whatever. There's nothing I can say. This guy, with like 2 words or whatever, however many words that is, a couple words, 5 words, he's made it clear that there's no fucking possible way he's going to acknowledge that his way of explaining it is bad. Because what I would do is I would say, oh, yeah, you're right. That's not a good way of explaining it. Here, let me. Maybe I should rephrase that.
No, nobody does that.
No, they don't.
It's so weird. Everybody just cares about their, like, fake, whatever.
The reality that's kind of in their head or...
Yeah, their fake image of themselves that they're trying to, like, fool everybody on. That's what everybody's doing. That's all everybody's doing. They're, like, battling with this thing. Or maybe they're just crazy, but, like, they think that they're something and their whole mission is to, like, make everyone think that they're that, like they're smart or whatever. Like what this guy's doing.
Yeah, maybe. I just think it makes sense to him in his dumbass mind. He does, and he's not willing to ever. Here's what people need to do. Here's my life lesson for the day. And this is something I try to do at work, and I actually think it helps me because I write instructions. It's really hard. It's actually quite hard to write instructions for people and to anticipate how everyone's going to read it.
It's impossible. Yeah, I do it all day, too. That's my job. It's like that, too.
You think, and a lot of times it is other people's fault, but not always. Like sometimes you just write something where you look back and you're like, oh, yeah, I guess if I had no knowledge of it and then I read that, I could see thinking, okay, what does this mean? Or maybe taking it the wrong way. Do that, everybody. When someone brings a concern like that, think, okay, what does this look like to someone who knows nothing about it? And could this be misinterpreted? And when you get feedback like that, you know, just change a word or two. It's not that hard. Just say, oh, ties don't count as points for anyone. No one gets points on ties. Easy as that.
Yeah, it's not even a tie.
He explained it the
stupidest. The word tie is not, it should never be used for that. But anyways, if you were playing... If it was a one-on-one matchup or something, you against him on a pick'em, then it would be a tie, I guess. But it's not a tie. It's stupid. I don't understand how that's a tie.
Yeah, it's idiotic. So
all you have to do is say, if you don't cover the spread, it's not a win. That's it.
Well, and you shouldn't say win because you can the team you're picking can lose and you still get points for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's so confusing about it. That's why that's when you have to recognize, okay, the word win and loss doesn't work because it's like saying right and left when you're trying to give someone directions and you have no idea which way they're facing. Like they could take it any fucking which way they want. You know, it's not win or loss. It's you getting points for your pick or not. But yeah.
So anyway, you just when you write out the explanation, you just say like, you know, here's an example. That's all you have to do. Here's an example. Like you just said, if the line is 7 and the game's exactly 7, each pick on either side of the teams doesn't get away.
Dude, and this is the thing. He did that. He did it enough to where I thought I understood it and then I got it wrong because he said the example and then just said, in this case, ties are losses. like, no, that doesn't fucking make sense. God, oh, it's the worst. But anyway, I didn't even send another email because the only email I could possibly send would be, listen, fucking moron. Yeah. I read you saying ties or losses 100 times. I got it. I got that you said that. What I'm trying to figure out is what the fuck does that mean? Because that doesn't make sense. Like and it's not just me. Anyway, because I even asked. So our mom plays this NFL pick'em, and that's why one of the reasons I joined. I was like, whatever, I'll do it, and then we can
beat
talk
the shit out of my mom.
Yeah, finally get revenge.
That's always fun.
She's awesome at it. And I asked her, and she had no clue. And to be fair, you know, our mom doesn't usually have a clue.
You could ask her pretty much anything. She
no, but she's been playing this league for what, like 3 years? She's done this league for like 3 years, this pick'em. And she could not answer the question. She answered, she was like, oh yeah, what does that mean? I don't even know.
Wait, Jeff, I thought there was a different one we all did with a different guy for a while. It's not that one?
It's the same guy who does the golf thing.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about our other Jeff that's in our dynasty.
No.
Oh, okay. Because this whole time I was like, man, I don't think Jeff is that dumb.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, he wouldn't totally do that. Confused. He would explain it. That Jeff would explain it in like 80 paragraphs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Okay.
Being as, seeing as how, wherefore it is written that both teams, like he over explained stuff. That's
this whole
guy.
Time I thought you were talking about that Jeff, and I was like, that doesn't sound right.
I like that Jeff.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was so confused.
This Jeff is a fucking moron.
Have you ever met him, this Jeff?
No, I don't care. I don't ever want to meet him.
Well, you'd be surprised because I've played poker with him, and he's like the nicest guy.
That's what he said, I know.
Yeah, it's weird. I can't see him being like that.
That's why I think he just doesn't think about it. Like
he just doesn't.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not saying he's being... I don't think he's being an asshole probably on purpose. I just think he's oblivious and it drives me fucking nuts.
Yeah,
and I think people who are oblivious can be just as frustrating as someone who's like trying to be an asshole.
That's funny that you said 3 years because it's been at least 10 years that I started playing those. It's been around forever. I bet if you look back, you've been doing it for like 7 or 8 years. Yeah. It's been 100 years.
The NFL one?
Yeah.
This is the first year I've done it. So I know.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay. Mom's one, she's retired off of that.
Yeah, the first year she did it, it was kind of funny. I wasn't doing it, but she won the shit out of it. Like,
yeah,
she would pick all the weirdest teams and then they exactly won. It was like the most lucky thing. Yeah, that's what I've been talking about this whole time. So she's done it for 100 years. She couldn't even answer the question.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's such a dumbass explanation. But anyway. Ties or losses, guys.
Yeah.
So now I think I probably have to do my movie review, right? We're getting to that time. Sure. Or do you have another thing you're going to
do? Yeah, let me do a quick thing.
Sure, do a quick thing.
You know, I was thinking because, first off, have I announced? Yeah, I think I have.
You're good.
But I have a beard now.
Have
I shared that? It's not like, I wouldn't say it's a great beard, but it qualifies. Like if you saw a picture of me and a guy without a beard and was like, which guy has the beard? Everyone would say that guy. So
yeah, it's one of those tricky things because it's exactly like going from having no mode of transportation at all to having like to buying a used car of something like a used Volkswagen Beetle. It's about like that. It's still 100 like all the people in whatever countries who have no motor, they're, you know, trying to use donkeys. It's still way better than that, but it's not like, oh, hey, check out my used Volkswagen Beetle. No. You know, you don't really say that. But you should get credit for the fact that it's still 100,000 times better than it was before.
Yeah. Like I've had people see me and they go, oh, you have like, when did you get a beard or whatever? So like people see the hair, there's hair in the general face beard area and it pretty much covers like where our beard
whatever is on your face is being identified as a beard now.
Somehow it's not a beard. A couple of things on that. One is like my whole life I thought I just couldn't, for some reason I thought I couldn't grow a beard, and I don't think people really know how bad I wished I could really, I'm not joking,
really
like,
bad
I was like, not, I don't know if depressed is the right word, but I was always just like, that's so annoying. Because you have a huge beard. Our dad had a huge beard. We don't have any other men.
He has the best
the
mustache.
Family,
that's the best thing our dad ever did is his mustache.
Yeah. But like, so it was just annoying because I was like, why can't I grow a beard? I have like the hairiest arms. People always comment to me like, God, you have the hairiest arms. It's like, yeah, awesome. I have no hair on my face. I have the hairiest.
You don't have
head.
A hairy
like, I have,
chest at all.
The top of my head has hair. No, I have no chest hair, no
See,
back
that's the
hair.
Thing that you're, that's the one benefit that, because I have hair everywhere. It's just a mess.
No, I'm lucky. I have no, it's like nothing, no chest hair at all, no back hair. But anyway, so yeah,
dude,
I would say to anyone listening,
so
if you think you can't grow a beard, you might be able to. You just have to wait a little bit longer. Like I would go a week and a half or so, and I would go, ugh, there's no way. I can't. it's not going to happen. I would just give up. And then for some reason, I was like, I'm just not going to shave for 2 weeks. And then it was like, I have a beard. It was weird. And like, I thought my wife is going to hate it, but she actually likes it. And I trimmed it too short like a couple weeks ago. And she was like, oh, God, you ruined it. Like, it was off. I was like, really? It's not a beard now? And it was? Yeah. Like, it kind of still didn't ever really, whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's weird.
That's awesome. Because
I'm old now. Like, I've had 10 years of wanting, no, probably 15 years since I should have probably had this same shitty beard. Anyways, it's also really unfortunate because my friends, well, I don't really have friends, like one friend was teasing me because it's now the hipster look is to have a beard. So like,
yeah,
I look like I'm, dude, it's the fucking worst. Yeah, I know, worst. It's the worst.
Fucking
hipsters. I look like everything. I'm trying to be a fucking hipster now because that's what hipsters are doing, growing beards. But
well, like, and that hipster haircut you have.
I have a hipster haircut.
Yeah.
But I also started doing that like before other hipsters, so I was an ultimate hipster. But anyway, now I just look like a fucking hipster. But I would have had the same shitty hipster beard my whole life had I known I could have grown it.
Yep.
Anyways, but now it's going to like, do you ever think back? Well, you don't really change your look at all, but you know what I always think about is like when you look at pictures of people from like the 70s or 80s, they're either, it's weird. Like there's only two possibilities. They're either in the style of that time or they're not. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you look back and you're like, you see your dad with like those.
I think about this all the time.
A crazy beard and long hair and like weird, you know, those like sepia glasses, you know, like.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh,
and now that's how it is now. Like if you, it's the same style now. It's fucking weird.
Kind of is. Or in the 80s, like you could just see a picture and like, oh, yeah. Or the 90s, like you had the 90s haircut and all that. And it's weird. Like, I don't really want that. But now if we look back at pictures of me now, it's going to be like, oh, you were a hipster back then with all the other hipsters. Yeah. Like, fuck. But I wanted to just have, this is the look I've wanted my whole life since I would have had this same look.
Yep.
God. Anyways, but this is, none of that is what I was actually going to talk about.
Okay.
So since I'm, 35 now, I have gray hair. I have quite a bit of gray hair on the sides and back of my head, but not really. Yeah, I have some on the top too. But I also have just weird little gray hairs in my beard in random spots. And I was thinking about how, like, at some point, I'm going to have to decide, like, do I dye my gray hair? I don't know what to do. Like,
nah.
And then I was thinking, why does hair dye look so fucking terrible? Why can't they, have you ever seen a man with a dyed hair or beard?
Especially that doesn't when look they're like a super old.
Tool?
Yeah, it looks like all off color and bizarre.
Why is that? Why don't we have the technology to be able to change the color of your hair to look like you just have the normal hair color? It's impossible.
It's amazing. It's the same thing with boob implants, like I've talked about. Why aren't those just 100% real? Why isn't why can't bald guys just have hair like 100% normal hair? Like, why? It shouldn't be that hard. Doesn't make
sense.
But
even those, dude. Even
those are way harder than hair dye. Yeah, totally.
Like a boob job, that's hard. Like, you have to put something in it's like in your skin, underneath your skin and all that.
I still demand that scientists master it. But
people have been dying shit since like the beginning of time.
That's true. We got a lot of practice at that.
Yeah. Why can't they just say, here's some chemicals and it makes your hair look like a normal person's brown hair? Why does it look all fucking weird?
Or better yet, just it grows like that. Like, here, just take a pill. Yeah. Your hair will now grow. No,
but even then, that's harder.
No, I know, I'm saying we should. I you're totally right, but I'm saying we should already also be to that point.
Like, yeah, okay.
But yeah, but even just the dye part. You should be able to just dye it and have it look exactly normal.
Yeah. Why is that? Is it one of those things where you could, but it would be more expensive and all the stuff on the market is just like cheap and that's all anyone would ever buy. Like no one would pay like $100 a week to have real dye or something. I want to know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Cause I would love to be able to just actually just kind of brush something in a certain spot and just be like, oh, that just now it looks like your normal hair, but it doesn't.
Yeah. But we're so lucky as men because you really don't need to do that. Just be gray and it's fine. Well, once you go 100% gray, then it kind of sucks. But when you're salt and pepper, that's what girls like. Girls like the salt and pepper look. That's the weird
thing. I know. They do. I don't know. I'm kind of the opposite. I kind of think I would rather just go all gray at once. It's kind of annoying having weird spots. Wait until you start going gray.
Just to give people an idea, Sam will look exactly like David Lynch. Is that who it is? The guy who does Twin Peaks?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know you don't know. Sam will look exactly like that once he goes all gray. Like that's David just to Lynch. Give everyone.
Oh yeah. Whoa, that is me.
Yep. So, I was gonna say that the other day, but I didn't think you knew who it was.
I have the same hair too.
Yep. It's totally you.
That David Lynch. Whoa, he has the hair when I wake up in the morning. If I put any kind of like stuff in my hair the day before, and then I get up and haven't taken a shower yet, yeah. That's what my hair looks like.
That's funny.
It's all weird. Is there any young pictures of him? He's just old.
I don't know. Well,
yeah,
so
see,
are
that's
you,
not so that's, bad. I'd yeah. rather just look like that. It's
yeah,
fine.
You should. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that would be fine. But sometimes people who are all gray, you got to be careful. Once your hair goes all white, it's easy to look weird.
I think it kind of looks badass though, having like super white hair.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm open to it. We'll see what
not
happens.
When you're 35, but I mean, yeah. There's going to be a time between when I'm like 40 something and it's like big patches of my hair are white and others are dark black.
It definitely would be nice if it came in kind of evenly, like not a big. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right,
I can look forward to just looking like David Lynch in like 20 years. It's awesome.
Yeah, and he's been successful too, so you probably have a few good shows, coming out.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right, I watched The Martian. This is my movie review. Okay. So it's like 93 on Rotten Tomatoes, so I was very excited to see it. And it's anytime there's like a space movie that's highly rated, it's just an excuse for me to go watch a space movie, which is really all I want to do, but I can't watch a shitty space movie because it's even worse than a normal movie. So I was very excited. I will say overall verdict, just to give that right out of the, out of the gates, it's a little bit overrated. It probably should have been like a 75, but it's not bad. So I would recommend seeing it. So there's a couple of funny things though. I'm going to try really hard not to give anything away because I don't like giving anything away. But within the first like second of the movie, there's some stuff that happens that's just the dumbest fucking shit. Well, kind of. So you know the concept of the movie, right?
No.
You don't know the concept of the movie.
Does he just get left on Mars? It's all
yeah. He gets left on Mars. Everyone knows this. I'm not giving anything away. So here's what happens. Here's how he gets left on Mars. This is literally the instant of the movie. So I'm not giving anything away. They're on Mars. They've got this spaceship that's kind of, how do you explain it? It's sitting, like a rocket would, but obviously it doesn't have the whole NASA setup of the giant like arm and everything holding it. So it's the issue that's happening is that a storm is coming in and they're worried the ship is going to blow over, like it's going to topple over, which makes sense because once that happens, you're fucked. Like there's no way, eight people are somehow getting a 2 billion ton spaceship upright again. So that's the part that they're battling against. The storm is coming in too fast, right? Uh-huh. And so they're trying to get, what happens is they thought the storm was going to be fine. Turns out, in an instant, it's all of a sudden it's not fine. It's actually 100 million times worse than they thought for some reason. I don't know why. It all happens really fast. And so they're like, crap, we got to pack up all this stuff. We're trying to salvage whatever we can on this mission. They were supposed to stay on Mars for like some months or whatever. But they don't. So the storm's coming in, they're running, they're figuring stuff out. And all of a sudden, some sort of debris flies off the spaceship and just murders Matt Damon. Like he just dies. A thing hits Matt Damon. They have life support. They've got radio. They've got all these things. There's no visibility, mind you, but they've got all these things that indicate Matt Damon has just died. Your movie's over. Sorry. Yeah. but everybody in the crew is like, okay, but we gotta look for him or whatever. And meanwhile, there's one guy in the spaceship who's like, guys, the spaceship is gonna fall over. Like, and once it falls over, keep in mind, they're dead. Like, there's no chance. If the spaceship is upright, they can launch, they can get off Mars, they can get home. If the spaceship falls over, it's not like they're gonna be able to build a fucking lever to like lift up. There's no way. It's this giant thing. So they're saying like, hey, once the wind gets to a certain speed, we're done. Like we have to go. But somehow, for some reason, despite the fact that Matt Damon has been murdered by this satellite dish, this DirecTV dish that came off the spaceship and hits him, somehow they're still like, okay, go look for him. I don't know why. His life support has indicated that he's dead. But yeah. But anyway, so the whole part of this first movie is they just barely get back in time. The captain is obviously a woman because this is like diversity, the movie, which is whatever. It's fine. But that's kind of funny. But anyway, the captain is a woman. They just barely get back in time. They launch at the spaceship. He literally does some trick to get it to stay upright. Like he blows some fuel out of some place that isn't meant to or something. I forget. He does some, you know, maneuver that like, oh, I can buy us a minute for this. They just barely take off. They spend the rest of the movie, for some reason, the crew is like, I can't believe we left him. I can't believe we left. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You had to leave it. He was dead. He was dead. And here's the thing. The other thing that happens is when they discover he's alive, you know, NASA discovers evil. Again, this all happens very early and it's all obvious. It's not anything that's you wouldn't have known. NASA discovers he's alive. They say, like, we can't tell the crew. Because they're still out in space. You know, they still have to get back from Mars because it's a long journey. It's like months and months to get back to Earth. So they're like, we can't tell the crew. They're devastated about it. It's like, here's what I want to say. If you're a fucking astronaut, you've gone through all this training. You know how highly qualified astronauts are? Do you have any idea? They're like the most amazing people that there are. They have to be good at a million things. They have to be brilliant at, you know, math and science. They got to everything. They have to be good at everything. And we're to believe that they can't handle the fact that they waited as long as they could. They risked all their lives. They're about to die and then took off at the last possible minute when all the known information was that Matt Damon was dead and your movie was over. And then are we really to believe that they're not going to be able to handle that? Like they made the wrong decision? There is no alternative. There's absolutely, even if he was 100% alive and they knew he was alive, they had to leave because the fucking rocket was falling over. It is the dumbest fucking thing in the world. And I don't get why it exists. Like, why do you think that exists in screenwriting? Is it just that they have to, I don't know. Yeah, like,
they have to make people like care about the characters, I guess. I don't know. Show that the characters are caring people.
Yeah, but like,
but anyway. What is it? You know, the others, the Tom Hanks one or whatever. They don't act like that, do they?
Castaway?
No, Apollo Creed.
Oh, Apollo Creed. Apollo Creed 13. Well, that one's a little different.
Oh, good. I have an episode title. Awesome. You write that down.
That one's a little different, but that one, it's just like, okay, let's figure out how to fix the fucking spaceship. There's not really. I don't know.
I guess. But they don't act all, I don't know. They act very like an astronaut would. Like, doesn't it seem like that? They're all like serious and they just do what they have to do.
I understand you can't have it be exactly real because obviously every woman on the crew is like super fucking hot. They're all like, every woman on the crew is 130 pounds, amazing boobs and hot. If you've ever seen any astronauts, they're just humorless people. They're not funny. They're not, you know, like in the movie, they're all cracking jokes. They always give each other a hard time, blah, blah. It's like, they're fucking amazing. They're amazing humans, astronauts are, but they're like kind of like robots. They're like pilots. They're like back when Solly Chester Sullenberger was on the Hudson and he said, like, I'm on the Hudson.
Anyone needs me, I'll be in the Hudson.
It's just like that drove me nuts because I just wanted to say what drives me nuts, I think, and I don't know if this drives other nerds nuts, is that like this is nerd stuff, you know. This is stuff where it's like, we're, you know, space, being an astronaut, being logical, like that kind of stuff is stuff that I like, you know, that kind of the kind of things that go into being an astronaut or being or making those decisions. It's stuff that I like. And here it is represented as the dumbest fucking thing ever, which is these people would regret this decision that they actually, here's what they did. They stayed way too fucking long. Someone should have yelled at them like, look, you can't risk the entire spaceship and all seven of you for one person who the computer says is dead. You just have to say they're dead. Like, that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Someone should have been yelling at them. Why didn't you leave an hour ago? Like that, anyway, drives me crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's just why I can't watch any movies. Every movie is like that. It's so annoying. So that kind of stuff is like what you're talking about is what they do in like any kind of stupid sci-fi space movie with like monsters and aliens and stuff. The crew always, everything they do is so dumb and fake and like just added.
Yeah, it's an easy way of making conflict that's not real.
Yeah.
Because if I were the captain of that ship, I seriously would be like, he's dead. We got to go. We're going to all die. Like, sorry, it sucks, but we're in the middle of a storm and we're going to die. So you have to just do whatever you have to do.
You probably already said it, but if and when we go to Mars, there will be infinity training sessions.
Oh, I thought you were saying like we're going to Mars.
No.
If and when you and I go to Mars.
No, never leaving. I don't even want to go. I don't like going in airplanes. I want to be on the ground. I would prefer to be laying in the dirt on the ground on Earth. I don't ever want to leave.
And about a foot or two deep, too. Like you want to actually dig a hole, a bit of a hole.
Yeah. That's where we're meant to be. We're not meant to be in the fucking sky, and we're definitely not meant to be out in space. No, dude, there's no way I would go to space. No, fucking
I would only go if somehow I decided my life was over for some other reason. Like if I just decide, like, that'd be choice one. But if for some reason I couldn't die, I'd say, all right, throw me into space, and I'll just like discover some stuff for you real quick.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. If they just shot you like a million miles an hour and you're safe, but you could just watch, just go by different things.
Yeah.
Just float by different planets or something. And then at the end, you just die.
Yeah. And then, that's funny. So here's the other thing that is similar. It's sort of a similar theme that happens that I thought was so funny. So if you don't want any spoilers, I may have to give minor spoilers, but hopefully not. Basically, he's on Mars, and now they got to figure out how to get him back or what they're going to do, because it's really fucking hard to go to Mars. You know, it's like a 2-year journey. I've been trying for years. I can't figure it out. I've tried everything I know how to do, and none of it has led me to Mars.
You're no closer to Mars than you were when you started.
Yeah. Some would say I'm further away. I'm just not exactly. Yeah. However far away we are from Mars is about how far away I am from Mars right now.
God.
Sucks.
I don't know why that just reminds me of our joke about people like pointing up to the sky, like at God or whatever. And it's like they're just pointing in some random direction. It's
totally
space.
Random. Anyway. So they got to figure, we're getting a little long, but I want to go over this one more thing for the movie, and overall it was pretty good, but the funny thing that they have to do, because, everyone who watches movies is morons, and the people who actually would work in NASA are fucking geniuses. They have to do the thing where some NASA scientist is going to explain to another NASA scientist, like, what the solution is. And they have to do the thing where they think of the idea. This is the classic fucking movie thing. They think of the idea and they can't tell the other person. They have to go, but what if? And then they like go to their computer and start. And then the other person has to be like, what? Are you going to tell me? Why don't you? Like somehow that's something that they do. Do you know what I mean? That's in every movie. The fucking.
So dumb.
Yeah. It's idiotic. And the guy he's like, I'm your boss, right? And he's like, yeah, and it's like this joke thing they do, like he's not going to tell him. You would just be like, or what if we do this? Oh, yeah, let's think about that. That's what you do in real life. You just say, oh, I thought of an idea. Let's do this. You don't go, or, and then like trail off and then run somewhere to like go do some calculations. Not
Why does
anyone.
It have to be like that? Why it's do so movies stupid. Have to be like that?
Yep. So and it dumb. Obviously it has to be this the least expected person who like thinks of what it is. And so, there's a couple aspects to this. First off, the solution they end up that this least expected person who's, turns out to be a genius or whatever. He works for NASA, so obviously he's pretty smart, but out of nowhere, he comes up with a solution. It is the first fucking thing anyone would have thought of. So that's the annoying thing. There's
blow up Mars.
We were all thinking it.
Yeah.
It was no one. Yeah.
Just an eyesore.
So fucking stupid. We're all thinking it. Let's just say it. Blow up. Yeah. No, it's so stupid. And then they do the thing. Here's the next thing that they had to do.
Dude, because then they go, is that guy still on Mars? Go, no. What's Mars?
Yeah, you can't say he's still Mars.
There's no Mars.
When the public asks us, is that guy still stuck on Mars? We could say no. And we'll be telling
you. Mars? What is that?
Yeah, point, show me Mars. Point to Mars. Yeah.
If anyone right now could just show me Mars anywhere in the sky, I will admit that we have lost an astronaut.
I'll be the first one to say we messed up. But if you can't point it out. Yeah. So the guy, his solution, I don't want to give it away. But anyway.
Don't. Well, yeah, I'm not going to watch it.
It doesn't. It's the fucking most obvious thing in the world. It's not a like plot twist, anything. It's just fucking obvious. But he has to do the thing where he like gets some objects in the room, you know. So he goes to the NASA director, who I can't take seriously because it's, you know, what's his name from Dumb and Dumber?
Jeff Daniels?
Yeah, Jeff Daniels. And he's like, he has him and the other top, these are top fucking NASA scientists. Yeah. Top scientists. They're going to be like the smartest people there are in our country, pretty much, in a lot of, at least in this kind of stuff. And he has to do the thing where he's like, okay, take this pen, like put that there. That's Mars. And then like, we're here and we're going to whip around the Earth. You know, like he has the plan. I don't want to give away the details. We're going to use the gravity. It's like, yeah, that's called being NASA. That's what they do for everything. Every mission they do involves slingshotting on a planet or like that's just basic NASA-ing.
Yeah,
like
if someone every says, NASA mission starts with slingshot, like slingshot two.
That's even in fucking Apollo Creed 13.
It's the whole thing. Yeah. That's the whole movie.
Yeah, but that's basic stuff. Like for some reason it was written this way, I think because, you know, we're not all NASA scientists. But that's every single thing you could do. Yeah, except Sam. Everything you can do in space involves slingshotting from a planet or doing some bullshit. Like, it's not going to be this thing where you have to explain with a fucking eraser and a pen. Like, okay, we're going to whip around this way to the NASA director. You just say, like, here's my plan. It turns out that, you know, this is going to, like, if they do this, this will work. Yeah, again, trying not to give it away. I could make it funnier if I just said what it was, but... Essentially, he would just say, this will work. You know this thing that we all know we could do?
Wouldn't even happen. They would just say, we've already planned for...
Yeah.
They would have already planned for every possible thing. They would have contingency plans for every possible
thing. And even if you wanted to say, oh, well, this was unexpected, and in the movie, they tried a few things, like, and that's why they're in this situation, like they did their backup plans or whatever... The solution involves something that's already kind of happened. So NASA would already know, have tracked all the things that are currently in the air. Anyway, I'm being obtuse, trying not to give it away. Let it suffice to say they would fucking know. You wouldn't have to have some genius, like do something where he doesn't tell you the answer. And then he like reveals it dramatically using a fucking pencils and like erasers and saying, oh, this is where we are. This is where you would just say, hey, you know that thing? We can do that. Like, we already know it. Everyone already knows it.
I'm glad you did this review because there's no way I'm watching this movie. I'll hate it the whole
Yeah, it's not... That's the thing about the movie is I liked it because it did have some good science in it. And it like... I don't know. I think movies, sci-fi movies or space movies, if they do everything right with the science, then I like it. Because I want to just see cool things like that. Like, I want to see, this spaceship...
Like Jurassic World and stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. 100% accurate science. It really, that was why.
Textbook dinosaur science.
Dinosaur science 101. We've all studied it. That is why I was a little underwhelmed by the movie. It was like, it just kind of was that. Like, it was exactly what you thought it was going to be. It wasn't really. And it had all the stupid bullshit that I mentioned. So.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. What I don't get about movies and people watching movies, I mean, we've said it a million times, but like, I knew nothing. All I knew about the movie was that Matt Damon is on Mars. And then I know the whole movie. Mm-hmm. I already know the entire movie. It's not even hard. Like, I don't get what, I mean, even you, like, I don't even know why you would go watch it because you already know what happens.
It did turn out to be like that. I watched it because I was hoping, since it was so highly reviewed, the best movies, they end up a little different or... The way you get there or there's good scenes or there's good acting. Like, there's something that, you know, like, that's why I watch movies. I watch movies for good acting and that's it. Like, I actually don't even care what happens in a fucking movie. If it's really good acting and it's good writing, I'm happy. Like, that's what I want to see. That's why I watch
movies. Doesn't... Yeah. I can't even think of any movies that have those two things that I've seen recently.
Any Coen Brothers movie, basically. Yeah. I guess. There's not a lot of them.
Did you like, what is it, District Whatever, where the aliens are like idiots? I like that movie.
I like that movie, yeah.
Yeah.
District 9. Because,
yeah, District 9. I watched that in the theater and I liked it. I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea. Like, it's a unique idea, and they executed it pretty well. And yeah, it's awesome.
That's why when I think I saw the preview for that, and I thought, oh, I don't know what would happen.
You
in
haven't
that situation.
Seen that movie.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, what if alien? Yeah, it's such an awesome idea. What if aliens came to our planet and they were idiots and they like got stuck and they couldn't leave and then we had to deal with them?
Yeah,
like that's such a good idea. Exactly. I still was watching the movie. I remember watching the movie and just going like, this is such a good idea. I don't even care what happens. I'm just happy that someone came up with a good idea.
Yep.
That's all. Because 100%. Yeah, the movie is like, I can't remember exactly what happens, but I remember it being kind of weird. Like the ending.
It was
kinda
pretty
weird.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of unnecessary storyline that happens with that guy, like whatever.
But, yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, that movie, yeah, I remember liking that movie because it was just like weird and like I didn't know what was going to happen. But every other movie, I know what's going to happen. Or, I mean, maybe not every detail, but you know you're going to leave the movie and be like, oh, yeah, Matt Damon got home. Don't you already know that?
Yeah, or he won't.
Yeah.
One or the other. But if he doesn't, then you know what's going to happen if he doesn't. And if he does, you know what's going to happen if he does. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of how it goes. No, I'm with you. Once a movie is that highly rated and involves space, I'm going to go watch it because I like space. Let's face it, I fucking love space.
You just like your own space.
I need some space. That's actually just what I said when I went
watch
to the
Apollo Creed 11 again. It's so yeah. fucking good. God.
I love
I just
Apollo
watched
13.
That a couple years ago.
I don't know why you said 11, awesome. But yeah.
Yeah. What is it? 13?
Apollo 13, yeah.
What was 11?
Apollo 11 is like the mission that I think was actually successful. That went to the moon, and they reference it in Apollo 13.
Okay.
Wait, right? No, I'm questioning it. Yeah, it's Apollo 13.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Okay, this is way long, but yeah, that's pretty much what you think as regards to that movie. All right, so thanks for joining us. Thanks for our new patron, something. Can't remember his name. Let's just make up a name for him. Who was
his name is
and
please.
Her name was Cassandra.
Josh. Yeah. Josh.
Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
That was a lot of buildup for just that. You should have had a better name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh. I'm still gonna thank Columbia House Holdings LLC because that's the greatest joke anyone's ever done.
Yeah, it's really good.
Greatest trick the
devil ever pulled.
Patreon.com/shoeshine if you want to support us and if you want more expert movie reviews like that. And we'll see you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.